Postseason baseball is here, and it is the absolute best time of the year. I'm Rob Bradford of Baseballs and Boring, and we're going to have you covered every step of the way with instant reactions from players and coaches and managers and fans and reporters and everybody else who is immersed in this awesomeness and all the craziness that comes with October baseball. So follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
5 o'clock hour is the Funky Buddha happy hour. Met Ryan and his wife from Funky Buddha at the Panthers game last night down at the little Funky Buddha bar across from Pantherland. KC was there as well. Talked about eating matzo ball soup out of the Stanley Cup.
I mean, oh, that's pretty cool.
Was really, really cool. By the way, Funky Buddha, they announced they're closing at 8 p.m. tonight. And then hopefully we'll be able to reopen tomorrow in the afternoon if everything goes okay with the storm. But they are closing at 8 p.m. tonight so that their employees can get home safely and prepare for any kind of storm. I'm looking at the 5 o'clock update, and I'm watching the Weather Channel. I was reading a tweet from Jeff Berardelli, who's a meteorologist in Tampa, that I follow, and he tweets out, clearly it's going to be very hard for Milton to turn to the east along the National Hurricane Center's earlier track. So expect the storm center closer to Tampa Bay. This will bring the surge further north. And they, you know, say you can look at the radar, but that this, and I'm watching the radar too right now on the Weather Channel, where it looked like it was going to come south of Tampa, it just doesn't look like it's turning east fast enough. So it's moving northeast, and it looks like Tampa may end up getting the brunt of this. Mm. We're just a few hours away from actual landfall. Saw another tweet from Craig Setzer, used to be a meteorologist down here. He works for Royal Caribbean now. Obviously, they have to be very concerned about the weather and the storms. He had tweeted, Milton Wednesday afternoon is heading nearly right at downtown Tampa, and this motion is expected to turn slowly right, possibly keeping the highest surge out of Tampa Bay. But I think what might be getting lost with the focus on exactly where the center is heading is that Milton is not a center point. It's a 60-mile-wide hurricane damage machine that will bring down numerous trees, disrupting transportation, infrastructure, and power for potentially weeks in a heavily populated area. While surge has been and remains a high threat because it is so deadly, millions of people's lives are about to be severely impacted. And that is true, because I think we've all lived through storms. It doesn't matter how much you prepare. Solana just went through it up in North Carolina. The roads become impassable because there's so much debris on the roads, the power's out, and then when it's over a huge area, it becomes difficult, and it just becomes a puzzle piece to put it all together. Bottom line, we're not going to get that stuff in South Florida. We've had tornado watches and warnings throughout the day. I saw St. Lucie County Sheriff's Office was destroyed by a tornado today up in Port St. Lucie. We're not going to get that stuff down in Dade and Broward, but I know here in Boca, it's super windy and rainy right now, and I imagine it'll pick up a little bit, and we'll get that in South Florida. But the real damage is going to be, you know, from Sarasota north and then, you know, across east, across the peninsula.
I just, me and my wife were talking about it because when we went recently to Clearwater Beach. Oh,
which is so beautiful, but and that got destroyed by Helene.
Helene hit it. And it's literally like a mile of little, it's like a little peninsula, but a 60-mile wide storm that's running across Clearwater, it's going to destroy Clearwater. And then there's water on it, the bays on the other side of it. So, yeah, that's Central Florida area. You know, I've lived in Tampa, know a bunch of people in Tampa. My my brother-in-law's in Tampa. Like, yeah, I've called them all. I've offered them our home. Like, if y'all had come down, because, yeah, it's about to be ugly up there in the Tampa, Sarasota area.
Yeah, pretty ugly. They're live in Orlando on the Weather Channel right now. It's rainy and windy there, but when it comes across and goes through there, there's some potential for damage as well. Anyway, let's get headlines here for the 5 o'clock Funky Buddha Happy Hour with Alejandro Solana. It's brought to you by Doral Kia. At Doral Kia, choose from over 500 new Kia models in inventory, like the Sportage, Sorento, and Telluride. And remember, when it comes to Kia, the great deals are at Doral Kia.
All right, guys. So yesterday, obviously, just recapping, it was great. And then followed by more great at the Amerant Bank Arena. You got the the banner going up, and then you kick the Bruins' ass, which is always fun. They were chanting, "We want Swayman" last night as well.
Yeah. It was great. This rivalry, and Solana nailed it yesterday during the show, this Panthers-Bruins rivalry is probably better now than the Panthers-Lightning rivalry, which is still a good one. But this Panthers-Bruins rivalry, I mean, when we were the 8th seed and knocked them out in Boston, they really had – we've kind of become their Tampa, no? Right? They can't get past us.
They can't, yeah. They can't do it.
They wanted to get physical yesterday, didn't it didn't connect.
We're up by 4. Now you want to start pushing and shoving behind the net. Set y'all's ass over there and sit down and just get out of here. Want to slow the game down. But it was funny. We talked to somebody, I don't know if it was one of y'all or somebody we talked to, they said, you can't have a rivalry if the teams aren't good. Like the Dolphins-Jets when both of us were trash. Right. 5 years ago, the Canes-Gators in Florida State, like nobody was good. Now the Panthers are good and Boston still can play. That's where a rivalry comes from, where it's two teams that dislike each other, but y'all all really have a chance to go to the playoffs and win it. This is a real rivalry now. You bring up Tampa. We were the little brothers of Tampa until we weren't the little brothers anymore. Now, Tampa's our little, you know, they're our little bitch over there. But that's where it comes from, is successful teams that can play, and that's where rivalries are created.
We're putting cases on all those bitches.
Put them on it. Put them on there. They don't want to deal with us.
You got to play in the postseason for there to be, like, a true rivalry. I mean, Heat-Knicks will always be a rivalry, sure, but it doesn't feel the same until you play them in that second round. And Josh Hart takes out Jimmy Butler, you know? Like, it just doesn't feel that way. And to dive a little bit deeper, I know none of us are, like, keeping a strong pulse on the NHL outside of South Florida. But
oh, I am.
Yeah.
You got the imagine I have, like, tweet deck open. the original six.
You got the pulse of the entire NHL, huh?
I caught Solana off guard on that.
What was the name of the player Plagans told us yesterday we have to know from the Florida Panthers, number 25?
Samich
Averich. He actually was a factor yesterday. What? He's out on the ice a lot.
Yeah. We have a guy named Greer who's immediately Florida's
fighting immediately.
Fight immediately.
But he used to play for Boston.
Did he?
Yeah.
Sammy McAlotis.
No.
I said I was going to really remember his name.
Mackie Samalokas.
Mackie Samalovich?
Samalovich. Maspuka.
Mackie these Samalovich,
are,
I think.
These are all my notes. These are my notes from yesterday.
The box score from yesterday.
Well, anyways, NHL teams are going
to... 16 games under 500.
They're going to start
Mackie Samuskevich. Mackie Samuskevich.
Samuskevich.
He was a minus one out on the ice yesterday. I said he was a factor. No shots on goal. And he was a minus one. There were only two skaters who were minuses on the ice. It was Samuskevich and Verhaeghe. Verhaeghe got $1 trillion out of it.
Verhaeghe got that sack. I'll be negative two.
Teams are going to start building rosters because of what the Florida Panthers have put together, like how the Warriors were a couple years ago.
That's what they were saying in St. Louis. I was listening to NHL Radio St. Louis earlier because I like to keep my finger on the pulse of hockey across the nation.
Oh,
And it was funny because I was listening to Avalanche Radio, avalancheradio.com in Colorado just to see what they were saying. And then I flipped over to St. Louis, St. Louis Blues Radio, stlouisbluesradio.com. And they're all saying the same thing, which is you gotta follow the Panthers roster construct here. But I didn't believe, you know, that totally. So I flipped over to Chicago Blackhawks Radio, blackhawksradio.com, and they're in agreement as well.
He got his pulse, Solana. He got his pulse.
It's the most unserious radio show in the history of radio.
You got the pulse. I will.
The most serious debate we had today was whether or not you should eat a cold food item at a hockey rink.
See, now the Hulk has the pulse. We're trying to get serious because Hulk.
Yeah, well, I didn't know you guys wanted to talk about the pulse. I usually save that for just some of my chats, my text threads. But if you guys are interested in the pulse of hockey across the nation, I'm happy to. I was tuning in this morning. Pittsburgh Penguins, PittsburghPenguins.com.
You got some subscriptions, boy. Goodness gracious.
All right. Well, let me tell you guys about Pelle Larsson then.
He's Dan Marley.
The Heat, remember they postponed their preseason home debut tomorrow, so they'll play Sunday versus the Pelicans. Tomorrow we got Thursday night football. Seahawks host the San Francisco 49ers. Trees here. Look at that. That was alone at the
How about city. That?
Yeah.
Listen, you know why they call them tree. You're never alone.
Tree got a twin.
Don't matter if he's in Davy, Aventura, Fort Pierce. Never alone.
Oh, he brings his friend with him.
I'm going to text Cuneo a picture of Tree just to give him a little PTSD.
Is immediately the segment we did yesterday. Solana's going to put it up on YouTube. We did a segment. Mike Cuneo was with me at the arena, and he gets a little tense when things go off the rails a little bit. And all Cuneo had to do yesterday was ask why Tree is called Tree, and it went south quickly. Cuneo wishes he never asked that question.
He left. I've left. Never seen him get up and walk
he got
away.
Got up and left.
He couldn't stay here anymore because you took it a place that was interesting.
One final note. This is a bummer. Christian Wilkins, former Dolphin, he's out indefinitely.
Oh, really?
He had surgery to repair a Jones fracture he suffered on Sunday. I'm not familiar with
never
a
even
Jones
heard of that.
Fracture.
What is that, Crowder?
Ooh, I don't know.
I feel like it's bad news if they're coming up with fractures we've never heard of.
Oh, Lord, it's in his foot.
Yeah. It's a bone in his foot that connects to the fifth metatarsal.
Man, I had Liz Frank, which is...
Isn't that funny that the foot injuries are named after people?
Hmm. It's great. It's ACL, MCL, PCL. It's the actual ligament in the knee. And then
why do they call one Liz Frank and another one Jones? You don't do this with a lot of other injuries. Although Tommy John surgery.
That's elbow.
It's not an injury, but it's a surgery.
Yeah, I guess it. Yeah. Maybe in the knee, the doctor. No doctor jumped on it fast enough.
That could be. You want to claim it?
Yeah, nobody claimed the ACL. But foot injuries are hell now. I'm telling you. I got these screws in my feet now. They still hurt.
Yeah, I mean, you really can't stay off your feet. I mean,
the hardest thing in the world. And then if you can't walk, now you can't move your calf, you can't move your knee, you can't move
everything
your hip.
Atrophies.
So your entire lower body atrophies if you can't walk. I hate that for Christian Wood. Well, he just got $100 million. I don't hate him for him that much, but at least he got paid before one of these. But, yeah, foot injuries are very – I would say with all the knee injuries I had, that Liz Frank stuff was one of the hardest things to come back from.
It sounds like the most brutal the way you described it.
They put two screws through your foot to hold your foot together.
No, but the injury where it comes apart sounds like the most brutal injury.
All the muscles tear and your pinky toe could wrap around the bottom of your foot and touch your big toe. It just, your foot falls in half. Everything tears down the middle. That was Houston game. Alex Mack, the center, cut me, and that's what happened. And that was all the ACLs.
How does that happen? Where did your foot get planted in the ground and your body continued to move?
It was a zone play. And when they're running, so the zone, you know, they're moving sideways. So we're all moving sideways. And I saw his helmet disappear to cut me. And I went to jump over him. But when I jumped, my right foot landed. And my left foot slid off the ground. But when them fat dudes fall, when they go to cut you, they roll. So they fall down and they keep, because everybody's moved. I was moving left. He was moving right. And his entire body weight, and Alex Mack, he's a center. He's 300 pounds. As soon as my foot hit, his entire body weight went on the back of my heel. And my foot crushed. Like, my foot fell apart and all the muscles down the middle of my foot tore. I remember that. I can't tell you I couldn't explain a number of my injuries on how it happened to you, but that was so painful. I remember being at a facility asking them, I need to see what happened to my foot, because this pain that I'm having right now with this Liz Frank, I want to see what happened. And when I saw it, I said, okay, that makes sense.
Man,
300 pound grown man was laying on the back of my foot, and my feet were in the ground, and my foot just, damn, like hell, exploded pretty much. All the muscles down the middle tore.
Oof.
Damn.
Oh, thank you.
I came back faster than Solana from a hamstring.
Jimmy's still wearing a wrist brace from carpal tunnel.
Jimmy got carpal tunnel.
By the way, speaking of injury, George Kittle good to go for tomorrow night for all you fantasy owners. And this is a big blow to me. I've got Nico Collins in like five of my six fantasy leagues. Dude's been the number one wide receiver. He has been placed on the IR. So he's going to miss at least 4 weeks. That sucks, man. That really
George
does.
Kittle's birthday today.
He's on my
happy birthday. You're in the game.
George Kittle got like 28 points last week.
He's so much fun.
Yeah.
He's starting to be in a lot of commercials. Kelce Brothers, too much. Let's throttle this back. Snoop Dogg, it's enough already. Let's throttle this back. Every commercial on TV is like one of four people. Mm-hmm. It's either Kevin Hart, Snoop Dogg, the Kelce Brothers, or George Kittle. Let's settle down, folks.
Who do you want?
I want... would make a good endorser.
Because, you know, as an athlete, I'm with you with the Kelce brothers. It's getting out of line.
It's every other commercial. It's everywhere. Every other commercial.
And I wasn't with the, hey, it's Taylor Swift effect. It's the Taylor Swift effect.
It's 100% the Taylor Swift effect.
It's crazy. Jason Kelce. And I enjoy him on Monday Night Football, but he wears clothes from Ross.
It's when everybody funny, else man. Has a he, suit it on. Is so great. Like RC the other night. And he's got the RC pin, and he's, I mean, to the nines. And it really looks like Jason Kelce dresses at Ross.
Drove past the Ross and picked up a shirt off the rack on the way to the game. He had on Timberlands and jeans. Like, come on, Jason. But, yeah, Taylor Swift is amazing for the Kelce family, and she's been – she's made millions upon millions of dollars for the NFL with this relationship.
And for that family.
Yeah.
Jason Kelce would have been a Philadelphia personality. He would have been a guy on Philly TV or Philly radio. Like, he's a national brand because his brother, and he was a good football player. That I'm not great, you know, center. Throwing shade.
How
many centers though do you know that go on to, you know, national fame?
None. Should have hollered at Miley Cyrus back in the day. I saw her one time in the airport.
Well, Raven Simone shot you down. That kind of was
That's
your
true.
End.
You tried. You tried, well, man.
Raven, tried. I was barking up the wrong tree. Yeah. Do your research.
Yeah, good point. Good point. Your weather from the
tree.
Your weather from the Demesman and Dover Law Firm. Call them 866-954-MORE, youraccidentattorneys.com. Free consultations 24/7. I don't have to tell you or anybody. Again, this storm is serious. Thinking of everybody out on the West Coast, and everybody be safe over the next couple days.
Yeah, no doubt. Speaking of Crowder and Raven Simone, Cheetah Pompano. That is...
that has to do with Cheetah. We gonna go together. Which one you like? Huh?
You're listening to the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Do you marinate your meat? Of course not.
Hawk and Crowder.
Postseason baseball is here, and it is the absolute best time of the year. I'm Rob Bradford of Baseballs and Boring, and we're going to have you covered every step of the way with instant reactions from players and coaches and managers and fans and reporters and everybody else who is immersed in this awesomeness and all the craziness that comes with October baseball. So follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
5 o'clock hour is the Funky Buddha Happy Hour, brought to you by our friends at Funky Buddha Brewery. Good vibes on tap. Reminder, I told you at the beginning of the hour, Funky Buddha Tap Room in Oakland Park. They will be closing at 8 p.m. tonight due to the storm, and they hope to reopen tomorrow in the afternoon. Just follow Funky Buddha on social media, Twitter, Instagram.
You think Ryan and KC will let me just stay there through the hurricane?
I imagine that wouldn't be the worst spot in the world to to be locked in. You know, you think about like places that you can get locked in and not be able to leave. Funky Buddha is probably not a bad place.
Some of my best experiences as a kid were church lock-ins. We got to get into it now, but boy, we had fun at the lock-in.
That doesn't sound godly to me.
I'm sorry.
Don't say sorry to me. I can't help you. I can't help you. Little breaking news out of the NFL. We had talked earlier in the week about the New Orleans Saints. Who was it? Haner?
Yeah.
Was that the guy who came in for Derek Carr?
Haner. Yeah.
Haner. Yeah. They have just announced that Spencer Rattler will start for the Saints with Derek Carr being out. So it will not be Haner, will not be Taysom Hill. It will be Spencer Rattler.
He was hell in college now. Spencer can play.
A lot of guys were hell in college and then hellacious in the NFL. Yeah. Had a loaded potato of a program today while we were all kind of keeping one eye on the storm. I will remind you, because this is as big a reminder as you'll get, call BNT Impact Windows and Doors. Hurricane season, you know, it can be slow, and then all of a sudden you're dealing with monster storms. You get PGT Impact Windows and Doors installed in your home. It's one less thing you have to worry about when a storm is approaching. It is a good feeling when you've got PGT Custom Windows and Doors protecting everything if you own a home. So the first step is to call BNT and get the ball rolling now, so that way for future hurricane seasons, PGT Custom Windows and Doors are installed and protecting all your possessions and your home and your family. So call BNT Impact Windows and Doors, and they ask that everyone stay safe during the storm. Don't go out if you don't have to, but you can call BNT 954-233-0126, 954-233-0126, or check them out online at bntwindowsanddoors.com. Everybody have a great and safe Wednesday night, and the emphasis on safe. Don't go out if you don't have to. And hopefully we will speak with everyone as long as the power is on. We will do the show tomorrow. Everybody, great and safe Wednesday night. We will speak with you mañana.
Let's go Dodgers. Hell.
Postseason baseball is here, and it is the absolute best time of the year. I'm Rob Bradford of Baseballs and Boring, and we're going to have you covered every step of the way with instant reactions from players and coaches and managers and fans and reporters and everybody else who is immersed in this awesomeness and all the craziness that comes with October baseball. So follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.